Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs, songs I love. I come on Monday nights at 7, and Wombats and Music is usually replayed Saturdays at 1. And you can also pick me up on the web if you want to email me and ask about that. You can reach me at HBAYA, that's my last name, BAYA, HBAYA at EHC.edu, Emory Henry College, EHC.edu. And I'd love to hear from my listeners. Tonight, I'm going to have a few wombats, mainly just me talking about things, a few discussions. I'm going to explore the nature of female consciousness as opposed to male. That ought to get me in lots of hot water and should be fun. And if I get to it, I'm also going to tell you about a trip I went on, which I had promised to do a few shows back and never got around to. But let's start off with the summer. It's been a hot summer. We've cooled off the last week or so, but it's been in the hundreds a number of days, and really quite hot all over the U.S. Many people think it's the global warming. I do. Others say it's just a seasonal thing. It's probably that too. But anyway, I've got two summer songs, and the first one is by John Hartford. I've always loved John Hartford. He's a fiddle player, banjo player, singer. Died in 2001. And just a terrific, terrific performer. I've seen him on TV, never saw him live, would love to have. And the first song is called Long Hot Summer Days. And you can get a good taste of John Hartford from this. He's playing the fiddle. Anyway, Long Hot Summer Days by John Hartford.
And this is a towboat song called Long Hot Summer Days. And Doc Cullis called us from Chattanooga this morning and said he had a brand new baby boy named Zachary Hartford Cullis. So we'll send this out to him. Up some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Fan on a long hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Today it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Beardstown when we come down yesterday. I'm gonna get off down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. On the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat are making up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day.
That was John Hartford. Long hot summer days, a virtuoso musician. Next, we've got another summer song, and this one's a different kind of summer. This is a slow, easy summer where you get to just sort of hang out, wait for the next day to come, and hang around. It's the theme from a movie called The Long Hot Summer, a 1958 movie starring Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward and other various famous actors. And Paul Newman won an award at the Cannes Film Festival that year as the best actor for this film. And I remember it as a great movie. Well, Jimmy Rogers was a pop singer of the 50s and 60s, and he sang the theme for this. There was another Jimmy Rogers, a very famous country music singer, who died in 1933, but this was Jimmy Rogers, the pop singer. Anyway, I remember this song from 1958, and it was one of my favorites. It just sort of, it's the way summers, it's the way I think summers should be, you know, slow and easy and hot. So let's see what you think. Does this fit your idea of the way summer should be?
The long, hot summer seems to know every time you're near, and the touch of a breeze gently stirs all the trees, and a bird wants to please my ear. The long, hot summer seems to know what a flirt you are, seems to know your caress is a blind to possess. How could someone possess a star? But you may long for me long before the fall, long before the winds announce that winter's come to call. And while I'll court you, and meanwhile I'll kiss you, meanwhile my lonely arms will hold. Oh,
was The Long Hot Summer by Jimmy Rogers, and that one is deep in my memory of long hot summers. Well, now we're going into the wombat phase of the show. Wombat, by the way, in the title, Music and Wombats, my show, wombats is my license, my excuse to throw in things that aren't just simple songs. Now, I'm going to play you some songs along this theme, but first I'm going to talk about it. And I'm not Howard Stern. I am not going to be that provocative. However, I probably will annoy a few people. Back in the 70s, the women's lib movement came in, and it was a big thing. And I'm pretty literal and also kind of oblivious to a lot of things. One of my friends here in Abingdon refers to me as Clueless Harry. So anyway, the women's lib thing came in, and I didn't notice it much. I mean, I knew that there were women who were oppressed. I didn't know them myself. It seemed to me the women in my family were far from oppressed. They were powerful, strong women. And it's true that many of them did not work and have careers. But it didn't seem to me that they were under the thumb of the men in the family. That's not the way on either side of my family it struck me. Anyway, my wife of the time started going to something called consciousness raising. And I thought that was great. I had read a lot about spiritual stuff, you know, and enlightenment and Satori and Nirvana. And having your consciousness raised to a higher level seemed like a very good thing to me. What I didn't know was that consciousness raising, for the most part, was actually a cover for women's lib and empowerment. And the basic message was something along the lines of, you don't have to put up with anything you don't want to. And if your marriage is not the way you want it to be, get out of it. And now, this is probably a good message for some people at some times, but it certainly didn't help my marriage. The fact that I had no idea that my wife was being brainwashed, as I would see it. And I used to make jokes about women's lib. It's funny, a lot of people who are in a movement or a cause have no sense of humor about their work. And the women's lib was particularly true that way. The people who were active in it did not appreciate any humor about it whatsoever. They could be very, very, just nasty about it. So I would go around telling this joke, and of course some of my lady friends would be unappreciative. The joke was, you'd say, you know, there are a lot of really good women in the women's lib movement that you see on TV and you read about and all, and they're good. I think a lot of them make wonderful husbands. Well, that would certainly incur wrath in some quarters. And I took my share of teasing and attacks. Anyway, what I'm going to do is tell you, there are some jokes you can't tell on the radio. Well, there are some you can't tell because they're inappropriate or offensive or use words. But there are others because certain kinds of humor require using something you can't use on the radio. And that is silence. So I can't tell you a joke that works with the silence. I'll tell you the joke, and you'll see where the silence goes. But, of course, you can't have dead air on the radio. But the joke was, I'll tell you, I'm now going to tell you everything I know and fully understand about the nature of women and their consciousness. So here it is. Well, you see, there should be about 30 seconds of silence there, but I don't want 30 seconds of silence on my show. So the fact is, I don't understand anything. However, I do have opinions, and I'm going to talk about the songs coming up. Last week, I played a song by Crystal Gayle, and the song was When I Dream. And it was the inner mind of a woman who could have anything. She said, I could put my makeup on and drive the men insane. You know, she said she could call up and have someone take her to the moon, whatever that meant. But she wasn't happy. She wasn't happy. Deep in her mind, she was alone and lonely and wanted this man. And I'm going to play a song by Sarah McLachlan called I Will Remember You. And it's kind of a similar point of view. Those songs, the one from last week, When I Dream, and this one, I'll Remember You, I see them as coming from inside a woman's mind. And they are one aspect of female consciousness. Now, after this song, I'm going to play another song that's also from inside a woman's mind, but a completely different place. So we're going to start with I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. It's a live concert, so you'll hear a bit of cheering going on.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your love pass you by. Weep not for
I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. And that's from my perspective, inside the mind of a woman, as was the song last week by Crystal Gayle. So now we're going to go inside the mind of a woman, but a different place, a different woman, different time. And this is by Shania Twain. It's called Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And this is not the introspective woman feeling sad for herself or trying to deal with her inner angst or loneliness. This is another place in the mind of a woman. So see what you think of this.
Let's go, girls.
I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Well, let me comment on that. I mean, that both that and the other person, they're both from a mind of a woman. And back in the 70s, when the term sexual harassment came into being and was being bandied around, and we took classes in the company I was in on how to behave appropriately, I remember chatting with one of the secretaries once and saying, you know, I don't really understand the difference between flirting and sexual harassment. I mean, when is it flirting and when is it sexual harassment? And she said, Harry, it's really simple. If the woman wants it, she wants you to say those things, that's called flirting. If she doesn't want you to say those things, that's called sexual harassment. Well, if you were to approach, you know, like Sarah McLachlan, as she was thinking about I Will Remember You, or maybe you'd approach like When I Dream by Crystal Gayle and make some flirtatious remark, they might say, get away from me, you creep, you know. On the other hand, if you came up to Shania Twain when she was in the mood she was in when she sang that song, she'd say, "Hey, big fella, what you got? You know, come here, let's talk." It just all depends. So those two songs, the Sarah McLachlan song and When I Dream, are both from the woman's point of view, and then the one by I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, the woman's point of view. Now let's take the man's point of view. I'm going to play Gene by Oliver. This is a man observing a woman or thinking about a woman. And in fact, it turns out a lot of the songs I have tonight are a man talking about a woman. So in this case, he's encouraging her to kind of wake up and hey, you know, you're beautiful, you're young, come on, let's live life, let's enjoy things. He's trying to bring her out of the When I Dream mood, I would say. But it's a beautiful song. And so this is Oliver singing Gene.
Gene, Gene, roses are red, all the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow. Gene, you're young and alive, come out of your half-dream dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill, open your arms, Bonnie Gene. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Gene, Gene. Roses are red, all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Then to my arms, my Jean. Jean, you're young and alive, come out of your half-dream dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill, come into my arms, Bonnie.
Gene. That was Gene by Oliver. And I've got one more song in this set. This again, it's a man, well, men, it's the group Alabama singing Lady Down on Love. And in this case, it's again a man dealing with a woman who's inside her mind somewhere and far away from him to his dismay. And he caused the problem, so he can't complain. But I identify with this song in some ways. And it's called Lady Down on Love by Alabama. And again, it's a man trying to understand how a woman feels. And we are oh so poorly equipped to do it. But this is how it looks to us. So here's another point of view.
It's her first night on the town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry, and she gladly said, okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who'd love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on.
That was She's a Lady Down on Love by Alabama. And that ends the set on my understanding of women's consciousness. Although I do have some more songs later on in the show that sort of fit a little bit, but I'm going to switch gears now, and I'm going to take you with me. I want you to get ready for a wombat, because I'm going to tell you about my trip. And before I do that, I thought we ought to have a little change of mood. And here's a song I heard on the radio last week. It's a song I know and know how to sing, but I thought this arrangement of it was just really quite good. It's called Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, and the group singing it is the Dixie Hummingbirds. This is Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. Change of mood.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel
in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel
way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel in the middle of the air. Oh, one of these mornings about 5 o'clock,
don't you know,
in the middle of the air.
Don't go well, is it so well to go? reeling the rock, you know.
In the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel. In the middle of the air,
I've told you once and I've told you twice.
Don't you know,
in the middle of the air,
all of them sounds going to hell for rolling in dice, you know.
In the middle of the air,
this ain't
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Well, in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel. In the middle of the air,
oh, when I get up on the mountain top,
in the middle of the air,
oh, God, going to make my way and go flip it in the flop, you know.
In the middle of the air,
this ain't
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Way in the middle of the air, Ezekiel saw the wheel. In the middle of the air.
That was Ezekiel Saw the Wheel by the Dixie Hummingbirds. That's their name. Five of them. And love that song. Love the harmony. Really love the deep bass voice. My friend Phyllis and I are engaged to be married December 23rd. We went on a trip. My son, Paul, my youngest son, is a cruise director for Celebrity Cruise Lines. This summer, his ship, the Silhouette, was sailing in the Mediterranean. So we arranged we were his guests, basically, to go on a two-week cruise of the Mediterranean. What a ball we had. We just had a good time. We got on the ship in Rome, and let's see, we went to Naples and then to Sicily, and we went over to Crete and to Rhodes and to Kusadasi, Turkey. Finally ended up in Venice, 2 weeks. And just had a wonderful time. And the highlight of the whole thing for me was my son, Paul. He is the cruise director, so he's, you know, he's always busy. If you turn when there are announcements, it's Paul Baia. When there's a show, he introduces the stars and stuff. Well, I was there for Father's Day, and he dedicated one number to me and got up and sang with one of the singers, and he's a good singer. And he also led two parties out by the pool. One of the songs he sang was Rolling by Adele. And I'll exaggerate a little bit, but the band started doing it, and the woman does a great job of it, the lead singer in the band. And halfway through, Paul steps in and picks up the microphone, and I swear the whole thing went up a whole level, and a lot of people stopped dancing and just cheered. It was that good. Well, as a parent, if you are a parent or hope to be a parent, believe me, when your child or one of your children does something that you admire or envy is probably a better word for this, it's a thrill, and I had a great time. And Phyllis liked it as much. She got very attached to Paul. We both did. Had a great 2 weeks. It was beautiful weather. We met some nice people on the ship. We enjoyed getting off and walking around all these ancient towns, Athens and places like that, Rome, and had some experiences. Nothing extra special or spectacular, just a generally good time. So that's my little wombat story for the night. And now we're going to keep switching gears. I haven't played anything like this in a while. This is ZZ Top, and their guitar style is hard to describe. It sounds like a lot of fuzzy stuff going on. Anyway, I heard this recently, and I thought, I like that. I think I'll play that. And so this is called Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top. They get into it. It's kind of hard to understand the words, but basically they're talking about a guy who really puts on some nice-looking clothes, and the ladies admire him. But it's got a tremendously strong driving beat. But here we go with ZZ Top and Sharp Dressed Man.
Lose you, and I don't know where I'm going to.
That was Sharp Dress Man by ZZ Top. And that speaks to me. I can get into that. Well, I'm not going to jump to a really slow song. I've got one coming up, but I'll give you something sort of a transition song. This is the Bellamy Brothers. Got a fairly heavy beat. Great song. But it's not as anything like as hard rock as that was. Well, I guess that's not hard rock, but it's not as country rock as that. But it's got a heavy beat, and then we'll slow down a little bit and hit a couple of slow songs that I like a lot. This is Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers. That was Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers. Well, now we're going to move to something a little slower. This is by John Stewart. John Stewart's one of my favorite singers. I've played a number of songs of his on this show, including this one in the past. This one's called Josie. Again, it's a man singing about a woman. You'll see that this woman is not of the perhaps the highest moral character, and yet she's a good woman, and she helps people, and she's good to people. And she tells the boys who are back from war that they won't go back no more. And obviously the singer, in this case John Stewart, is in love with the woman. And it's Josie is the name of the song. And John Stewart was a really good singer. He had a solo career. Then he ended up with the Kingston Trio. When one of the founding members of the Kingston Trio dropped out, John Stewart was the person they brought in. They had as many hits after he joined the Kingston Trio as before. So a wonderful musician. And I like this song, Josie.
Mm-hmm. their party with Nick's songs. Josie loved the stories from the halls of the Kublai Khan. Don't you know she loved me? Ah, oh, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie loved the soldiers coming home from war. Josie used to tell them that you won't go fight no more. Ah, she loved me all the time. And won't you say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line? Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Josie don't work sidewalks or the bars of the Tenderloin, 'cause Josie makes some money from the homesick lonesome boys. And don't you know she loved me? Oh, she loved me all the time. Say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line. Oh, say hello to Josie on the San Francisco County line.
That was Josie by John Stewart. The last song today, which I may not be able to get all in, but if I don't, I'll play it next week, is by Vanessa Williams. Now, I've known of Vanessa Williams for many years. I knew she was a stunningly beautiful woman, and I knew she was a pretty good actress. But I never thought much of her music. I never had heard her sing. I never paid much attention, you know. I just knew she was a singer. And then a few years ago, I began to listen to her, and I realized, God, what a voice. What a wonderful, wonderful voice. It wasn't just the quality of the voice, it was something to do with the way she controlled it, the way just she lived it. So this is a song by her. It's called I Wonder As I Wander. I suppose it's probably more of a Christmas song, but I think it's a showcase of why Vanessa Williams was such an important singer. And her recent death was a great loss. She was far too young to die. She had many years left in her career. And as is often the case, I think, when people like Marilyn Monroe and others, it was an accident. They had too much money and too much access to drugs, and they didn't control it, and the drugs got them. It wasn't that they committed suicide. They were just careless, playing with dangerous things. And that's what happened to Vanessa Williams, and at least that's what I think happened to her. Anyway, here's a song by her, a very quiet, gentle song called I Wonder As I Wander.
The sky. how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor lonely people like you and like I wonder as I wander out under the sky. Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all, and high from God's heaven a starlight did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall.
To end that there. It's the end of the show, and I will start next week's show with I Wonder As I Wander by Vanessa Williams, a truly beautiful song. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. We're bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Our radio station is WEHC. We're on FM radio at 90.7. The show comes on Monday nights at 7 and is replayed again at Saturdays at 1. And it's my pleasure to share with you the songs that I just love. And I listen to each song, and it's a wonderful experience for me each week. So I want to leave you with my encouragement, as I do each week, to do what I think we should all be doing almost all the time, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.